if you are using the PDF, it should be at page 54. 当知世人不与一佛二佛三世五佛而种善根，已与无量千万佛所种诸善根，闻是章句乃至一念生净性者。So this is continuing from the earlier set of explanation, explaining the question that Venerable Subhuti asked, that after the Buddha has passed away, and then my teacher explained the different traditions where they look at that duration. After the Buddha has passed away, what are the implications? Then we went through a series of texts, where it goes through how in different communities, different traditions, different lineages, they define it slightly differently. Up to the point where it is the Mu'afa, or period. Then the question is, after the Buddha has passed away, after 500 years, would a person still have faith and confidence when the person hears such a teaching? In other words, and here confidence is not simply just blind accepting, but to be able to accept the teaching on no self, emptiness and no self. Okay, so here, 当知世人，this is the actual talk. 当知世人，I put an arrow here, so we haven't finished up the talk part. 于此章句能生信心。So with respect to the verse, it's able to give rise to confidence. So 这句话表示他有智慧。So it means this person has wisdom. Why? Because this 章句, this 章句 is about this stanza. The stanza is about the principle of no self and emptiness. So to have faith in that, you need to have wisdom. What kind of wisdom? The supramundane wisdom of emptiness, of no self. So 若没智慧对于般若法门很难相信。If you don't have that kind of wisdom, a bit difficult. Difficult to do what? Difficult to have faith and confidence towards this this school of, or this teaching of wisdom. Not so easy. Other things may be easy to have faith, but not in this area. If the Buddha tells us all things conditioned is impermanent, this one not so difficult. We can observe ourselves. But here tell us no self. No permanent entity. Maybe it's easy, maybe not so easy. Do we connect? In other words, do we connect with this teaching, this principle? So 相信般若法门后表现于外的相貌是具足了有戒、有福、有慧的这些功德。So, if a person were to subscribe to accept this school of teaching, this teaching on wisdom, that there's no self, no inherentness, then how does such a person look like? Not in terms of facial features, but what would be the kind of behavior? How come I plugged this in and it was charging and there's light? How come? Guang, 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 guang. So, we were talking about how it's not in terms of the facial appearance, but how is the body, speech and mind of such a person? And then the screen went blank. that's how it looks like when the battery is gone. So 表现以外的相貌是具足了有戒。when we talk about wisdom, it is within. It's an aspect of the mind. But we say body, speech and mind, body, speech and mind. So when the mind becomes purified, when it has wisdom, then it translates to a change in the body and speech as well. Yeah, so body and speech would include here precepts. When we talk about precepts, there's a word that we may be familiar with, a few words. One is Vinaya, one is Sila. Vinaya actually refers to the sets of rules and regulation. Sila, actually, strictly speaking, is about our behavior. Sila is about our bodily behavior, verbal behavior. Yeah, but we usually we translate sila as precepts. Yeah, there was one senior Sri Lanka Bante, he highlighted this. Yeah, that sila actually refers to our behavior, and hence right sila is right behavior. Yeah, sama sila, right behavior. But what do you mean by right? Right in terms of how this behavior is. Wow. How this behavior is 因缘如此，下课下课回家，啊，关于切法空。 Yeah, so projector 也是缘起性空了。 Yeah, so the behavior, is it conducive towards Nibbana, towards end of suffering? Is it in line with wisdom or not in line? Yeah, so here, if a person has wisdom, yeah, or have faith in this teaching on wisdom, yeah, to have faith, to have confidence, to be in acceptance, then you must resonate with this principle. Yeah. No self, but can we really resonate? Maybe we sometimes resonate, sometimes don't resonate. Maybe we resonate partially, not totally. Yeah. Maybe we're not so interested in computers, so non-attachment. Yeah, Sifu, you want, give it to you. But maybe my handbag cannot. Yeah, maybe handphone I can give, but data I keep. Yeah, so maybe partially non-attachment. Yeah, but maybe some people is able to do it completely. Yeah, so to different degrees, we connect and resonate with the teachings to the principle. Then outwardly, it appears in terms of the bodily and verbal behavior with restraint. Yeah, so we call that precepts. Then besides that, yojie, that means your actions, your bodily and verbal actions, is not harmful towards others. Yeah, doesn't intrude into others. Besides that, there's also merit, yofu. Yeah, so. Merits can be multifold. Yeah. Merits actually includes partially precepts, yeah, but it includes the practice of concentration, yeah, and also the practice of giving. Also, fu, the second part, yeah, this one actually covers three aspects. When we talk about fu, merits, the three kinds of ways to develop merits: giving, practice of precepts, and practice of samatha meditation. Yeah. Usually, we are only used to thinking merits just means the first type. Practice dana, charity, dana, charity. Yeah. Then lastly, yohui, yeah, that's wisdom, of course. Yeah. If you connect with the teaching on wisdom, of course, there will be wisdom. So outwardly, you can see that. Yeah, 以此为实, yeah, with respect to this, to accept and to consider it as truthful. Yeah, what is this 此? Yeah, this 此 refers to the 章句. 与此章句. Yeah, and what is this 章句? The teaching on emptiness, the teaching on no self. 他会认为这个般若法门是真实不虚, that it is truthful, it is not forced, yeah, it is not something that is falsehood. 所以信心很坚固, yeah, 不可破坏, and hence the faith is very, very firm, cannot be destroyed. Yeah. So when we talk about faith, we have covered before, there are different levels. Yeah. For faith to be unbreakable, for it to be firm, then this is not just ordinary faith in terms of, oh, because Shifu says so, so I have faith. Not simply because, oh, no, you have faith in Shifu. They are not powerful enough. Dalai Lama say one. Maybe some people, no, because Dalai Lama say one. Or Lama Dzongkhapa say one. Yeah, not just the Lama Zupa Rinpoche. Lama Dzongkhapa. Yeah, Mirapa say one. Buddha say one. Wow, then we have faith. I think, I mean, of course, if it's Buddha said something, to have faith also not bad. Yeah. But even that kind of faith, fails in comparison, yeah, to another type, which is when you verify for yourself. When you verify for yourself, it becomes unshakable. Yeah, then we say that the faith has become purified. Yeah, the qing jing. Yeah. So, I don't know whether you have thought about this. In the there's this book study group that I conduct for the past coming to 3 years. We should finish it within maybe a few more weeks. So just nice, takes 3 years to finish that book in the Buddha's words. And in the last few section, there's this thing about those who are striving towards Sotapanna, yeah, the four individuals who are striving towards the four fruits, yeah. So, 出国相、出国、二国相、二国、三国相、三国、四国相、四国阿罗汉, yeah. So, in particular, 出国相, those who are striving towards stream entry. So, for those who are striving towards stream entry, there are two categories. One category are the Dharma follower, the other one is the faith follower. 信心人、法心人. So, faith follower, 信心人, they, upon hearing the teachings, they just have faith. Yeah. But not simply faith in terms of acceptance. Yeah. The question is, to what level of acceptance? And here in the teachings it highlight to accept it to the point where you do not do anything that is detrimental to the path. To that level. Yeah. The other one, Dharma follower, not that the person is enlightened yet, but upon hearing, the person reflect and have understanding of the teachings to the point where the person do not do anything stupid, yeah, like the earlier one. But this is on based on understanding. The other one is based on faith. So most of us, when we hear about, let's say the five precepts, let's just look at the first one, abstain from killing. Most of us start off with faith. Buddha said cannot kill. Okay, don't kill. Yeah. Then later, you learn more teachings, you do more reflection, and you observe, and you reflect ourselves, others, and you go through the different things. You have an understanding why you shouldn't be killing. Yeah. Yeah. You start to have an understanding, a deeper appreciation for the practice. That's a difference. So, worthwhile to sometimes consider, yeah, where we are, yeah, to what extent is our faith established, yeah. When we say that we are a Buddhist, we have faith in the Dharma, yeah, does it translate to a change in our body, speech and mind? Many years back, I was invited to give a series of classes in one center. It's a Chinese Mahayana center. So, in one of the talk, I asked them, how many years, how long have you all been Or rather, first question, what practices do you all do? Yeah, so I asked them, how many of you meditate? I think maybe two or three out of the whole group. Then after that, I asked, how about Pure Land practice? Yeah, Yan Lian Fo Fa Men, majority. And the rest, don't know. Then I asked, how long have you all been practicing Pure Land practice? Yeah, doing the Pure Land practice. Then I asked them, 1 to 3 years, some. Then 3 to 5 years, some. 5 to 10 years, also some. 10 years and above, also some. Then I asked them, if someone asks you whether there's Pure Land, what would you say? You practice Pure Land, yeah? If you practice the Pure Land, do the Pure Land practice, then if someone asks you, then of course you must say yes, ma. Yeah. But how do you know? Do you have faith? Sing and sing, right? Yeah. Then I ask them, if you have been practicing for a while, is there a difference? Difference in your life. I don't say you practice for 3 months, there must be a difference. But some people, even after a few weeks, they can see a difference. But if, I told them, I said, if you have been practicing for 6 months, up to a year or two, there should be a difference. Then they look at me. Yeah, like, what do you mean? And then I told them, if after practicing for a few years and there's no difference, you are wasting your time. What are you doing? Correct? Yeah. Our practices should lead to some changes. That's the whole point, ma. Otherwise, why go through all the trouble? Myself choose an easier religion. Right? This religion, very cheetah one, though. Yeah. 不思持见人有清净禅定般若, wow. Either way, you go Sravaka path, Theravada practice, you go the Mahana Buddhisattva path, both are not easy. Yeah. One side must meditate, the other side also meditate. Yeah. So there must be some difference. Yeah. So you can think about this. Yeah. When we attend Dharma classes, when we attend retreats, I don't say that you attend, oh, Sifu, I attend Dharma classes. I haven't seen any results. Why? Yeah, how many classes have you attended? 3. maybe not so fast. I try to scroll the screen. Sifu, I have been meditating, but still don't see any result. How long have you been meditating? 3 weeks. I would say, even if you tell me 3 months or 6 months or even a year, you shouldn't expect drastic, wow, you know, now I'm at first jhana, after that, second jhana. I mean, I'm very happy for you if you can, of course. Yeah. But the important thing is there stability in your mind? And if there's no stability, are you aware of the instability of your mind? Now, don't be so concerned about what grades you get. Are you aware of what grades you get in the first place? And why does it tally with your effort? To begin with. Yeah. So, 当知是人不以一佛二佛三四五佛而众善根, 以与无量千 无量千万佛所众诸善根闻是章句乃至一念生净性者. So this is the next verse. So 这一下是解释持戒清净. So the following is explaining the observation of the precepts in purity. Yeah. 有的人受了戒但是持戒不清净. Yeah, so there are those who, after observing the precepts, yeah, or apps, here 受了戒 means that you take up the precepts. Yeah, 但是, yeah, but 持戒不清净, so but the precepts isn't observed in purity. Yeah, that means maybe out of 5 precepts, maybe one of the precepts you break. Maybe 2 precepts you break. Maybe 3, 4, 5 all precepts you break. Maybe for some people you break all the time. Maybe some people break on Monday. Every Monday break one precept. Yeah. Yeah, because why? Monday always late for work. Then always come with all kinds of excuse, go and take MC. Then you break the four precepts. Oh, yeah, Lord, then you think what? 这个人能够持戒清净, but here it's different. This person is able to uphold the precepts in purity. Yeah, doesn't break the precept. Why? 是什么原因呢? How is it so? 当知是人, 不以一佛二佛三四五佛而种善根. Yeah, so such a person is not ordinary. Yeah, has already cultivated. Yeah, 而种善根. So has cultivated wholesome roots. Yeah, wholesome roots where? Wholesome roots. Okay, how come cannot? How come cannot? Like. Hey. Okay lah. Yeah, cultivated wholesome roots under 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Buddhas. Yeah, is it just that? Think about it. 要注意啊, yeah. Pay attention. 这个人在很久以前有很多很多的栽培. Yeah, so this person has much cultivation already. Has already planted a lot of seeds. Yeah, 不只是在一 一位佛，两位佛，三四五位佛所, yeah, 而栽培善根. So here, 佛所, so under the Buddha Sasana, yeah, under the teachings of one, two, that means each time there's a Buddha, this person managed to encounter, yeah, and practice under this. Yeah. But if we talk about Bodhisattvas, then it means that, oh, maybe go to this Buddha Pure Land and practice, go to that Buddha Pure Land and practice. If we talk about Sravaka path, means under multiple Buddhas. Yeah. So, but not just 1 to 5. Yeah. But so many. Then what happened? A lot of people always ask Sifu, where can I find Arahant? You want to find Arahant? Yeah. Huh? Sifu, of course, want to find Arahant better than learn from you. Yeah. But you must know, what do you want to do when you find Arahant? Yeah? What must you do? 栽培善根. Ultimately, this is the important thing, no? Ultimately, it is the cultivation of wholesome roots that matters. So what if you meet a lot of Arahant? You meet Arahant, you meet Rinpoche, you meet Sayadaw, you meet all kinds of high monk, but you don't cultivate wholesome roots. Then what can you do? What can you do? You take group photo, you take all the photo and then you just stack it up. Yeah. People meditate for 3 years, you stack it up, take all the photo, 3 minutes, attain enlightenment. Huh? Can or not? 善根就是信心念定慧. Yeah. Well, actually, just now I covered this. Yeah. 信心念定慧, 五根五力. Yeah. So, 这五种善根, 善法有力量, 就叫做栽培善根. Oh, 这五根, 五种根, five faculties. Yeah. Faith, effort, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom. Yeah, those who were here earlier, I actually just went through in brief, covering mostly on faith. Yeah, because most people are stuck there. Yeah, most people are stuck there. Or most people didn't get that the first part correct, so all the subsequent ones is weak. Yeah, it's actually weak. But it's actually still in brief. And I kind of spent too much time. That's why, and then the last part is a bit rushed. So, 不是与少数佛前栽培善根. 有多少佛呢? So this person did not cultivate wholesome roots under a few Buddhas only. Yeah. How many Buddhas exactly? 以与无量千万佛所种诸善根. 这个人亲近过这么多佛，见佛闻法，栽培信静念定慧的善根. 所以他受了戒, 还能持戒清净. Yeah, so this person has done what? Has practiced under numerous Buddhas, immeasurable Buddhas, thousands and tens of thousands of Buddhas. In other words, a lot of Buddhas. Yeah. So, 清净过这么多佛, yeah, has encountered, yeah, and that means practice closely under so many Buddhas. Yeah. So, associate closely to do what? 见佛闻法, yeah, to encounter the Buddha, to listen to the Dharma. So a lot of people, most people don't want to do that. Most people just want to see Arahan and come touch my head. Touch Arahan, please. If you have to slap me, slap, help me remove obstacle, slap, kick me, kick. Come, don't be afraid, kick. It's okay, I will not sue you. Most people want this. Nobody want to meet Arahan to learn Dharma and practice. Because it's the same thing as if you don't meet Arahan, but you meet Arahan or don't meet Arahan, you still need to learn Dharma, you still need to practice, you still need to cultivate 性净念定慧, the five faculties. Yeah, but most people want shortcut, that's why I want to find Arahan. Yeah, so here, this person, under many Buddhas, has done all this. And that is why, yeah, 他受了戒, and that's why upon observing the precepts, taking up the precepts, 还能持戒清净, is able to observe the precept in purity. I don't know whether you realize something here. Sometimes we may feel disheartened. Aiya, Sifu, you think I do want? I also want. But I try, I feel. How many times I have to try? Yeah. But here you look at the illustration here. In order to be someone like this, observe once, then practice in purity, uphold in purity. Yeah. To do that, you must have actually practiced so many times. No. What it means is, let's say it's 100,000 times, okay? Under 100,000 Buddha, let's say. The first time, does it mean that the person immediately observed in purity? No. Second time? 300 times? After 10,000 times, maybe partially purity. Then gradually, until this point in time, develop. Then, the moment they receive the teachings, observe in purity. So don't be disheartened also.
We don't have so much time.
Don't have so much time. Yeah, then what are you waiting for? So ask yourself, let's say five precepts, or when you observe eight precepts, yeah, ask yourself, yeah, like, very good point, no more time already, yeah. So ask yourself, when do you want to start observing them properly? And at the same time, maybe you, out of five precepts, you observe four purely. Hey, not bad leh. Not bad leh, you know? Like, assume it's a linear relationship, okay? If it's a linear relationship, and according to this, 千万佛, let's assume it's 10,000 Buddhas. Then it means that if you can observe four precepts in purity, then statistically, maybe you have practiced under 8,000 Buddha before. Not bad, or the equivalent of it. Then you have that kind of wisdom and faith and so on to practice the precept with such purity. So even if you observe four in purity, don't be so disheartened also. But at the same time, don't slack also. And think, hey, four not bad already. What? Sifu say not bad already. What do you want? Yeah. So don't go either way. 闻是章句乃至一念生净性者. So there are those who, after hearing the teaching, yeah, then not interested, or maybe don't have any connection, no, doesn't resonate. But there are those who, after hearing, they may give rise to faith and confidence. There are those who immediately penetrate and attain Arahanthood. There are those who attain to Sotapanna. Here, 乃至一念, yeah, even up to just one thought moment, yeah, of pure faith. Then what happened? 他听了金刚般若波罗蜜经, yeah, 无相因果的 章句以后啊，又能专心思维啊，又能修学禅定。So after hearing the teaching of the Jingang Puro Palmi Jing, the Diamond Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, in other words, the Diamond Sutra. So, 无相因果的章的章句以后 ，So within this Diamond Sutra, there are a lot of verses. Yeah, so the verses that talk about the non-attachment causality. Yeah, with non-attachment as a cause, then you get the non-attachment result. Yeah, which is what? Which is the Nibbana. Yeah, so no self, all the way. So 又能专精思维。So after we hear the teaching, to be able to apply effort and do reflection, not just think for 5 minutes and think about other things, yeah, but apply effort to do this reflection, yeah. If I dare say so, actually I said many times, in between, yeah, between hearing about the teachings and doing, I would say, concerted effort in reflection, in between, there's one more factor, which is retention. Yeah, after hearing, you must retain it. Yeah, if you don't retain it, then it hear in, hear out. Then how do you do reflection? Not possible. Yeah, so after hearing, you must retain. Then after that, you can do reflection. But some people, after they retain, they don't really do reflection. They use it to write thesis. Write a paper, get a master's degree, get a PhD. Yeah? Or they go online and argue with people. No, you say wrongly. This one is not like this. Yeah? Here, no. After you retain it, you have the knowledge, you reflect on it. Yeah. Further, 又能修学禅定, yeah, and this person can actually cultivate samatha, yeah, cultivate the jhana, the concentration. Then what happened? Samatha 成功了以后, yeah, not just cultivate. Cultivate doesn't mean you are successful. Here, become successful. In other words, attain jhana, attain concentration. Samatha. So what happened? 还能修毗婆舍那Vipassana. Yeah, so again, I have highlighted many times. Yeah, these two terms, samatha, vipassana, nowadays we tend to think, oh, only the Myanmar tradition have this, only the Sri Lankan tradition have this, only the Thai tradition have this, only the Cambodia tradition have this. This is Theravada Buddhism. Yeah, of course, Theravada have this. Taught by the Buddha, what? But Mahayana sutras also have this. Yeah, this is taught by Buddha in all traditions. Samatha Vipassana. Just that the two lineages, sometimes the terms is, you know, one is Sanskrit, one is Pali. Yeah, Shamatha versus Samatha. But in my class, I usually just use the Pali. Yeah. Yeah. Vipassana versus Vipassana. So it's just slight difference in pronunciation. Meaning is actually the same. Yeah, so samatha established. Yeah. Then what happened? Is further able to cultivate vipassana. Yeah, the wisdom of vipassana. Then what happened? 终究有一天, ultimately, one day what happened? Ta-da! 一念之间得无生法忍. Yeah, within a thought moment, attain what? Attain the unborn element. In other words, penetrate into nibbana. So, 乃至是由思文慧进步到思慧，思慧进步到修慧啊。So 乃至，so from 文 ，this part 文 ，that means you hear the teachings. Then 乃至啊，my teacher is explaining these two character 乃至啊，the whole section here is explaining these two part 乃至 up to from hearing the teachings up to. Arising one this thought of purity, yeah, through this cultivation. So 文思修啊，文思修三慧. So hearing, reflection, and cultivation. Yeah. So how is this done? First you hear, then after that you reflect. Yeah. So from the wisdom of hearing, you get, we can call that knowledge. Then after that, with the knowledge, you do reflection. And if you reflect deeply enough, you have wisdom also. That is the understanding of the truth. But understanding itself, insufficient. You must further cultivate. Yeah. Then with the cultivation, the wisdom that comes from it, what happened? 修慧通于有漏无漏. Yeah. So this cultivation wisdom spans two categories. Yeah. 有漏无漏. So it covers the with flow and without flow. Literally, with flow, without flow. With flow, 有漏 is referring to the whole category of states that give rise to defilements. Yeah. 无漏, without flow, yeah, is referring to all the states that doesn't give rise to defilements, to suffering. So, 有漏的修慧进步到无漏的修慧. Yeah. So from the wisdom, from that with flow all the way to without flow. In other words, from the cultivation that still has suffering, up to the point where you are able to eradicate defilements and end suffering. Have this process. So, 得无生法忍, and then you attain to the unborn element. Yeah. So this would be Nibbana. Of course, this is quite shortcut. The actual process may not be so fast. Yeah, just a few minutes. So what happened? 就是得到无漏清净的智慧. In other words, you would have attained the purified wisdom that is without flow. Yeah, that means it doesn't give rise to defilements. 断除分别我执的烦恼. Yeah, and you have eradicated the discriminating attachment to the self. Yeah, this is a defilement. Yeah, and in other words, this is called 见烦恼, the defilement of wrong views. Yeah, or wrong views. Yeah, so wrong views actually covers a whole range. But a crucial one is Sakkaya Ditti. Identity view. That means the view that there is an I. Yeah. With respect to this, with respect to that, this is mine, this is I, this is self, and so on and so forth. So here, 生净性者, one who have given rise to pure faith. Yeah. 生处无相无所得无漏的智慧. So, give rise to what? Give rise to this 无相. 无相, earlier on we have covered. Yeah, the here 无相 is the non-grasping, non-attachment. 无所得, to know that all phenomena is insubstantial. So non-grasping. there's nothing that you can truly hold on to. Yeah, 无漏, the one without flow, doesn't lead to defilements. This kind of wisdom. Yeah, not the mundane wisdom. 也就是前面说的生实性, yeah? In other words, the earlier section that talk about giving rise to true faith. Yeah? 得无生法忍, attaining to the unborn element. 在这么多的佛所栽培善根, so cultivate wholesome with wholesome faculties under so many Buddhas. Yeah. 所以能够持戒清净, and that's why he is able to uphold the precepts in purity. 学习金刚般若法门, and learn this teaching on the wisdom, the Diamond Sutra wisdom. Yeah. More correctly, here 金刚法门, the Diamond wisdom. Yeah. Here Diamond in the first few chapters we have already covered. Here diamond is a metaphor referring to how referring to the diamond representing wisdom. That diamond is the hardest gem, and it can break other gems. But other gems cannot break it. Yeah, it cannot be shattered. So the wisdom, here, this wisdom is unshakable, cannot be shattered by the teachings, or views of other schools. 有文思修而成就无生法忍. Wow, this phrase repeat so many times. Yeah, 无生法忍, 无生, by now you all should go in already. So through this process, hearing, contemplation and cultivation attain to the unborn element. In other words, enlightenment, Nibbana. 生净性, 的人是这样子. So a person who has given rise to purity of faith is like that. So now you know why 文思修 is on the fingertip. Just one paragraph, this whole chunk my sifu went through so many times. every other lesson he's talking about this. Yes.
可以断见思烦恼，就是阿拉汉。啊？Sorry？如果可以，断这个见思烦恼，已经属于阿拉汉。So this person is going to be. Not necessary. 有爱烦恼，还有见烦恼。先断见烦恼，然后后面才断爱烦恼。
So if you look at the 10 factors, right? You're pretty close. I mean, not that you're pretty close, but your answer, your point was pretty close. I don't know how close, but your answer, I know how close your answer is. So there's 5 factors, right? 5 lower, 5 upper. The view is purified in the first thing to be purified. Yeah, but once it's purified, the next 2 is purified also. So, identity view, once you purify that, then adherence to precepts and practices, that is also purified. Because you know how you have practiced. Doubt in Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, and the precepts is purified also. So, with that, you are sotapanna. Yeah, but after that, that's not done yet. Yeah, because greed, desire, the hatred, ill will, it's not purified yet. Then there's delusion also. Yeah. So even if you purify all that, then if you lighten the next 2, then you're Sakadagami, second stage. You remove that, you're third stage. Arahan is, you still have to remove the craving for form and formless. So 后面还有爱烦恼. Okay. So, 须菩提, 如来悉知悉见. What time did we start just now? 3:45. Okay, so we have to finish at 4:45. 如来悉知悉见, 是诸众生 得如是无量福德. Yeah. 这是讲修福. So earlier talking about cultivation of precepts. Now here talking about what? Cultivation of the merits. 须菩提如来悉知悉见. So the Buddha addressed Venerable 须菩提. 在无量佛所栽培上跟持戒清净能学习这个金刚般若 和金刚般若无相法门而生净性的这个人. So referring to the person that we are talking about, such a person has cultivated under countless Buddhas, practicing cultivating wholesome roots, practicing precepts, learning the Dharma of this non-attachment wisdom, and is able to give rise to pure faith. Such a person. 如来悉知悉见. The Buddha have seen. The Buddha knows that there are such people. The Buddha have seen such people also. So 自己说, 自己开悟，那不算数。Yeah. Anyone can say that. Anyone can learn some Dhamma and say, ha, ha, I have attained. Yeah. But anyone can say that doesn't count, doesn't, yeah. But here, Ru Lai, 就是佛, the Tathagata. Ru Lai is a translation for Tathagata, referring to the Buddha, one of the epithets. 可以说释迦牟尼佛，也可以说阿弥陀佛，因为佛佛道同。So here, Ru Lai, Tathagata is a common epithet for all the Buddhas. So here, you can refer to Sakyamuni Buddha, you can refer to Amitabha Buddha, yeah. In fact, you can refer to any Buddha. Why? All the Buddhas attain to the same fruit. Yeah. So, 悉知佛以一切种智，知道这个人内心所成就的智慧。Yeah. So the Buddha with the wisdom, yeah, of all, this term is a bit tricky. 一切种智, yeah, loosely the all-encompassing wisdom. So with this all-encompassing wisdom, what happened? 知道这个人, yeah, 内心所成就的智慧. So he's able to know, this person, what kind of wisdom is that? That person, what kind of wisdom is that? 并已得到清净的信心, yeah, and whether this person has attained to purity in faith, is able to know. Yeah. So, 悉见佛也能看见这个人表现以外的相貌。Yeah. So, the Buddha with his, with the Buddha eye, yeah, is able to see, yeah, see this person, that person, that person's behavior and so on. Yeah. So, 悉知是知道内心, 悉知, it means knowing the state of the mind. 悉见 means external appearance. Yeah. 悉见是见这个表现以外的相貌，所以外面的相貌是的真假，内心的真假是得没得尽性，佛都清清楚楚的。So whether outwardly outward appearance or internal mental states, whether it's true or false, yeah, whether there's true faith or not, yeah, faith in purity, the Buddha knows it clearly, yeah.Yes. For us, just now I said, a lot of students, not a lot, some students like to look for Arahant. So how? Keep looking around for Arahant. This one Arahant? That one Arahant? How to see? We use our naked eye.We use our default thought to go and see. How to see? So we discriminate. Oh, this Sifu cough, not Arahant. This Sifu meditate, Tuku, not Arahant. That Sifu, he walk, pong, so heavy, not Arahant. We have all kinds of discrimination. Oh, that Sifu, cancer, confirm not Arahant. How you know? With this kind of mindset, in the Buddha's time, I think all the Arahants also don't fit your bill. Yeah, Parabha Mahamoggallana is a chief disciple. Yeah, he got beaten to death. What if we just imagine? If we are someone in the Buddha's time, and then we heard, got one Arahant kena whack to death. Which one? Parabha Mahamoggallana.Don't spread, don't tell people. Yeah, this kind of, bad news. Woman, pushing. This is probably how we respond, isn't it? And because we have our own mindset. So, 悉知悉见也可以说是善护念住菩萨的意思。Yeah, so, 悉知悉见 this phrase, is then here my teacher link it to the earlier verse. Yeah, 善护念诸菩萨. Yeah, in other words, the Buddha. We have to. If you all recall the earlier verse, Then after that, Buddha replied, Rulai san fu nian zhu pu sa, san fu zhu zhu pu sa. Yeah, so this is one of the phrase. Yeah, so that the Buddha would go and guide the Bodhisattva. Yeah, pay attention to them. See, this Bodhisattva is practicing. Yeah, so those who are enlightened, being unenlightened, when we think, wow, if we had the ability to read people's mind, wow. Quite interesting. Look around. What are you thinking? But the enlightened ones, when they have this ability, they are not using it to satisfy themselves. Not to satisfy their own curiosity, No. Yeah. Not interested in that. But out of compassion. Yeah. To see for what purpose? To see, this person has this wisdom, these wholesome roots, but still lacking in this one. Let me see. What are the conditions? This person need this condition. Okay. Who can fulfill this condition? For this purpose. Yeah. It is for this purpose. Enlightened ones cultivate the clarity of mind to go and observe. Not like unenlightened beings are capable. How? But although we are not enlightened yet, we can also ask ourselves. Yeah, like sometimes, whether at home or at work, of course, most of the time when we ask about our friends, "Hey, how are you?" we are genuinely concerned, Sufu. Yeah, but sometimes we have to check ourselves. Sometimes our care and concern can be tainted also. Yeah, we ask. Yeah, we have to always check. Why do we ask? And also, why do we share? So, so, 这个, 佛若以大般若的智慧, 大悲心的佛言, 一护念, yeah, so, if the Buddha used the wisdom, the great wisdom, 大般若智慧, so the great wisdom and what? The Buddha's vision with great compassion, and just pay attention. Just doing that. 世诸众生得如是无量福德. Such a sentient being accomplish immeasurable, what is that? Merit and virtue. Yeah, merit and virtue. 福德. 诸众生就会得到像十方虚空那么多的福德. Then these sentient beings, they would attain to immeasurable merits and virtue. So are there other ways? So 或者说, so maybe, or you can say it in another way. 这个人自己也继续用功修行. So there are two ways. The first way is, if the Buddha just take a look at you, then you, you attain unlimited, merits and what you call that, virtue. You just happen, look, where the Buddha, where is the Buddha looking? Here, Buddha, I'm here. And then, come up, arahant. This is what we hope. But my teacher explained, there's another way to understand this. Okay. So, another way to understand this, 这个人自己也继续用功修行. Yeah, this person continue to put in effort. Yeah. Continue to put in effort to cultivate. Then 学习大乘般若的无相法门, and is able to do what? Able to learn and practice the wisdom of non-attachment, non-grasping, yeah, within the Mahayana tradition. Yeah. 无我相, 无人相, 无人众生相, 无咒舍相, yeah, 无法相义, 无非法相. So this is a whole series. The first four grouped together under number one. It's nice. Hey, don't adjust it. It was just nice. It's just that the contact point here, yeah, the contact point. Because of the contact point here. If I hold it there, see? It's a contact point. Huh? Okay. So, maybe need the contact spray. Then okay. So, Wu Xiang is the, if you recall the, maybe the fourth or fifth lesson or something, then there was explanation of this. Yeah. Wu Xiang, in brief, is no self. Yeah, the teaching on non-self. Then, 无人相, 无众生相, 无受者相 is expression of self in the three time period. Yeah, past, future, and present. Then, 无法相, 亦无非法相. Then, extending this principle of emptiness to all phenomena. Yeah, yeah. So, in all both ways. Then what happened? 又有大悲心饶益众生, not just having wisdom. Sometimes when we learn the Dharma, then we feel like, oh, well, I have wisdom, then non-attachment, then all this nothing to do with me. Then we feel disconnected, aloof. Yeah. Some people feel quite good. Huh? Some people become scared. Hey, Sufu, last time I'm very caring to people. No. Now that I learned the Dharma, I become uncaring. No. What happened? Huh? Why? No self, ma. All impermanent, ma. So, my mother cook, and then fall sick. Then, I observe the sickness is also impermanent. So, okay, fall sick, la. Huh? Yeah. Then I observe Amazon fire, forest fire, burning, anyway, impermanent, la. So, yeah, no. Yeah, so, with wisdom as a basis, we can give rise to great compassion. Most people think of compassion and wisdom as separate. Yeah, but in fact, they are together. Compassion, true compassion, not the emotional compassion. True compassion is grounded in wisdom. Yeah, it's an expression of wisdom. Not separate from wisdom. Cannot be separate from wisdom. And wisdom brought to fruition would appear as compassion as well. Otherwise it's just knowledge. Yeah. So 也有大悲心饶益众生. Yeah. But it's a process. Don't feel so bad if you are at the stage of it's okay. Yeah, but you must know that then it means that the practice is incomplete. When we use the wisdom, you must alternate. Yeah. Otherwise, then you end up becoming aloof and ta-da. So, 因此得大自在而成就无量无边的福德. Yeah. So, as a result, you attain to what? You attain to great mastery, 大自在. This 大自在, in brief, so 自在 is mastery. Literally means unobstructed. So how can you be unobstructed? How can you be at ease? Because you have gained mastery. Yeah. Now great mastery, complete. Yeah. 而成就无量无边的福德, and be able to accomplish boundless, immeasurable, boundless merits and virtue. Okay. Okay, exceeded 5 minutes. We stop here. So, 这个是德无相会. So, next week, there will still be class. Yeah, because initially I thought that next week there will be no class. But next week, because the flight is at night, so we can still have class in the afternoon. Cannot pontang.
Well, some of you,
yeah, so next week still 有像啊. Yeah. 来，合掌回向。 愿消三障诸烦恼，愿得智慧真明了，愿得智慧真明了，普愿罪障悉消除，普愿罪障悉消除，世世常行菩萨道，世世常行菩萨道。阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，起立。